Have you ever heard him say anything like if they were mad at a white person? Something that they might say?
Honky.
Yeah, honky.
A waddy.
Waddy. Ever heard one call one of those, a pepperwood or a cracker? What would you call what you would call a child that's born to racially mixed parents, one black and one white? Yeah, or a mulatto or something like that? What if, say, talking about poor white people who don't have much, never had any education, but more importantly, people who just kind of don't like to work or lazy? You ever heard them call it the same? You ever heard people refer to trash or white trash? Talking about a working class white man, what would he call the man he works for? That's his
boss.
What about a working class black man?
And they what?
Would he say anything different to the man he works for? Mm-hmm. He's boss too?
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear blacks around here say cat to white people?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, cat? So you're talking about sometimes where I'm from, usually on Saturday morning, people from way out of the country will come to town, do business, that kind of thing. And sometimes people who live in town make fun of folks because of the way they look or the way they act. Have you ever heard city people call country people anything in particular that, you know, refer to the way they look or the way they act? Okay, does heat mean anything to you?
Yeah.
What would that be? Is it just somebody from the country?
Yeah, in general, just.
Heat?
Yeah, I guess it would be. I don't know. Heard it.
Okay. You said that one?
Heat.
Okay. What about redneck?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. We refer to it as though. There's this group of people that just run around that thing. All them rednecks, big back hair.
Okay. Maybe not too well bred, that kind of thing. Yeah. Have you ever heard of people around here use the word country hoosier?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What is it? What about Pocono? Does that mean anything to you?
Mm-mm.
He comes from Pocono. This expression, say if you're at a party, you look at your watch, and it's getting to be kind of late, around 11:30, you might say, well, we better be getting home, it's midnight.
Almost.
And if I'm walking around a sidewalk in the wintertime, say when it's October, I might say, well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but two or three times there I go.
Almost, baby.
And if somebody is supposed to go somewhere with you, and you're getting ready, and she calls out, aren't you ready yet? You might say, well, I'll be with you
in a minute.
If you want to know the distance to some place, you might ask somebody, well, how is it?
How is it?
And if you want to know about how many times about something, like, do I go to town, you might want to ask, well, how do you go to town?
How often?
Okay. Say if I say something like, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Carter this next time. And if you agree with me, you might say, well, am I? Mm-hmm. Or me. See, if you were agreeing with me, I'd say, I'm not going to vote for Carter next time.
Maybe
I'm not. I'm sure. Okay. And the names for a few parts of the body, what do you call this part of you?
Brown.
More.
Body.
Okay. And all of this, that's
hair.
Yeah. What if I let it grow out here and grow
beard?